So that's the Beyonce thing.
That's Beyonce. She was a brunette. Beyonce, right? That's Gina's conspiracy theory.
One day, I was smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Gina doesn't know the name of our website. Brad, can you tell her what the name of our website is?
It's deranged penguin with a W.
.com. How's everybody doing tonight on this fine mid-March evening?
I get by.
I
get by.
Yeah, how much, Jana?
It's spring break and sub 40 degrees.
Sweet. It was like... It was a nice sunny. It's like 70 today. Like San Antonio's been feeling good while everybody either like gets snow, has unseasonably warm weather, or whatever in the hell else, you know? So I can see why the local politicians are like, global warming, what? You know? Liberals. Yeah. Gina, how was your day today?
It was all right. Kind of busy. Kind of on pause. I still have stuff to do.
Yeah. That's the way it goes, man. Bradley, how's your day today?
It's all right. You know, I came off a rotation. I mean, it's nice because I only had like 3 days off in the last 3 weeks.
Weeks.
So I just hadn't had a whole lot of time. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next couple days, you know.
Like just off. Going through that stack of mail that you haven't gone through for like 3 weeks?
Yeah. Being able to, like, see my wife and kids again, you know, hang out with them, remember, like, what they look like and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Could you remind me your name again, little kid? Dill, how's your day today?
It's almost spring break. It's sub 40 degrees here.
You can't nod at us, man.
He already said, he said all that already.
Mm-hmm. I said it already. Same thing.
Yeah, he came back around to him.
The last time he asked.
He's just giving thumbs up. But it's good.
You could have like a really bad 20 seconds.
I could have.
Maybe you just
I'll tell
remember.
You what I was thinking about. Adam was talking about something with their kid, and I was thinking about the video that he posted recently of like him saying something like "uh-huh" and her like repeating that back at him.
Yeah,
and that was really cool. And then I was thinking about that picture. Brad was talking about his getting to see his family, and you posted a picture about with your family and your kids, like y'all were going on a walk or something. It was like a really sweet picture. It's nice. It looked happy.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that was What's Del Been Thinking?
What's he been thinking? What's he been thinking?
I already told you how my day was.
Hey, Del. Hey, Del.
Hey.
How's your day?
It's been okay. You know, it's been kind of weirdly cold. It was 80 degrees like 2 days ago. Now it's
now?
Sub 40. I don't know if I told you sub 40, but I'm on spring break.
Is it spring break? That's crazy. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Boy, ladies and gentlemen, Strange Penguin episode 194. Hot and fresh to you as it is every other week. Some things happened. We're going to talk about them. We got a list of articles that we've been kind of like, oh, we should talk about this in the podcast. That's basically how we do it now. We should talk about this. I still write things down. I put them in the notepad. I put them places. Did y'all ever start doing
in
that?
In life or for the show?
Just everywhere, all the time. Did y'all ever start doing that? We talked about it, like, say, 15, 20 episodes ago.
I do it maybe once every 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once every 3 weeks. At best. But it's actually not even topics for the podcast so much as like topics that I'm thinking about that I would eventually like to bring up on the podcast. Not like today, but maybe like one down the road.
I have a podcast idea written down from January 6th.
Sweet. What does it say?
There you go.
Lost or stranded, do you stay put? Question mark.
Let's answer that question.
Let's talk about that.
If you're lost or you're stranded someplace, where are you? Are you in the woods?
I mean, anywhere.
Okay.
In That's the what woods, they tell you
they
to
tell
do.
You to stay still.
It's not just for the woods. It's for getting lost, period.
Depends on if you're an idiot or not.
But should you? But really, that question was inspired by us watching Open Water, a movie about two people who get stranded in the ocean.
Yeah.
And I was like, would you stay there and wait for the boat? Or do you try to make your way towards land if you think you have a chance of doing that?
I think that you can't really control that too much in the ocean because, like the current takes you away, right? Like, you start...
I mean, it moves you if you stay... But if you stay put and they know the current moves you, they could find you.
They could do some math.
But would you do some moving of your own?
That depends on how far away you are and whether you could build a... I think the only way that you could really effectively move yourself is you could make a sail of some sort.
Yeah.
So you guys would just stay
put? So if you could,
we all
you?
Decided to stay put. Is that what we...
I would work on building a sail.
If I was less than 50 miles away from shore, I was pretty sure what direction shore was, I would probably try to go that direction. But that
makes sense.
Otherwise, without like a really strong sense of what I was doing, where I was going, probably just hang out, try and conserve energy, go into this hibernation.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well,
there's
done.
That.
All right, we're done. I have something I wrote. What is this? Closing a conversation? I think we mentioned this previously. We never finished it.
How what do you close a mean? Conversation? Welp.
No, all right. So, like, on text messages. Like, all right. So, if you're texting somebody, I just kind of leave a thread there. I'll just leave it hanging, right? Like,
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't say, okay, well, it was good texting with you, and then close it out.
I getcha. I remember what inspired that.
Yeah.
These conversations never end.
That's how I feel about it. But Gina has different experiences.
Yeah, and I think it was people at work who reminded me of this. When you're IMing people, you just kind of leave it. Or some people will close the conversation. We'll be like, okay, it was great talking to you. Goodbye now. Like you can't close me.
Yeah.
I will talk to you again. IM you again.
If it's people that I know, that's weird. But if it's like, hey, I'm from some other department and I just wanted to ask you a question about blah, blah, blah. Then I can see that's open and closed. I'm never going to talk to this person again. I don't know what they look like. I might not even be able to pronounce your name. You know what I mean? So, like, it's just...
I think that makes sense.
But if I'm, like, you know, like, if I was IMing you, Brad, I just kind of leave it hanging there, right? You know, just keep it going.
Pop in, pop out.
So it's weird if I was just like, well, all right, man, talk to you later.
Well, I feel like part of the reason you have these tendencies to end conversations in the first place is because... you need some sort of a means by which to move on with your life, but you don't need to move on from it. You're carrying around your phone. It's not like the text is speaking to you.
Yeah.
You just
leave
fucking
it there.
Keep it going. Like, who gives a shit?
I feel like it's their anxiety, Gina, because I don't,
I think so.
I was like looking at like the last text message that I sent to someone that's not my family. And it was just kind of hanging there. Like, we were just talking, and I didn't respond to the latest one, or they didn't respond to me. Somebody was like, damn, I never got that. That was the last thing that was sent, and that was, like, yesterday at 9. What'd you
think?
I almost forgot I was baking cookies.
That's what women do day in the life of broads. We're going to talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
Bake cookies. Bill?
If you're having like a formal, if you're having like a meeting, like you schedule a time to like IM somebody.
That's weird.
About something, you know, like you're going to talk and discuss something over, you're going to have a meeting over IM or for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I suppose that when you're done, like it's good to be like, okay, well that's, you know, I think we've covered it all.
Yeah.
You know, and you have some sort of formal close, but any sort of conversation, no, I'm never, not even back in AOL IM days, like we were talking about last podcast. You never stopped the conversation. You just
picked up wherever you left off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree. Just leave it. It's an ongoing conversation. I've had
You're saying goodnight to your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that you don't end it. You're like, I'm done talking to you now. Done. It's 3 p.m. and you know what I mean. It's like in the afternoon. I've been having this same conversation with like three other dudes. This group conversation where we mostly talk mess to each other for like 2 years now. Like it's never done.
Insult it's group
just,
chat.
Yeah, I just go in there. I'm like, you guys are all awful. I hate you.
Suck.
Yeah, you suck. How your team lost. You bunch of lames. You know? And then they do the same thing to me. So there you go. That was a good one. Closing all these out. Should have closed these out a long time ago. It is spring, right? Spring cleaning.
So on to our real agenda.
Well, hold on, I got two more.
Dusting shit off.
Can I finish these two other ones?
We should spread it out.
The bar that keeps changing names.
Okay. What you got?
We decided to call it the Broke Owner. You have to know about this bar. Yeah, there's a bar. Everybody has that bar in the town. Like, wasn't that like, you know, the rodeo, and now it's like Jazz R Us.
Stables.
Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck? What is it called? Yeah, and then
yeah.
So that was just it. It was mostly an inside joke. That's terrible. That's why we never brought it up.
Oh my god, I think that's good.
The Broke Owner. Foreclosure.
Bankrupt.
And I don't know. I just wrote this other thing. Everything from yesterday to the day I was born was ill-informed because I was too young. I don't know what that means. Who knows what that means?
Wow.
That means that you feel enlightened today. That's what that means.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like a realization. It was
sort of arrogant. I think
a funny observation, but I don't really know what that means.
Get down a deep quote real quick.
Yeah. No, it's not.
That's good. Went ahead and check those off too. All
right. Sweet. So last week was like Women's Week or something, right?
International Women's Day.
Was on Wednesday?
It was Wednesday of last week.
Broad's Day? And y'all all took
Friday,
a break or something?
Depending on who
I
you
am
are.
Just sick of celebrating women for 24 hours
enough,
out
right?
of the entire year.
It's not surprising.
Ugh.
What did you do for the women in your life,
Brad? Before long, they're going to want a whole month, these women.
Just like the black people.
God. Ugh.
So Gina,
wow,
did you take your women's strike day or whatever it was called? Day you without know, a woman.
I didn't know until Thursday that was a thing. And I was like, dang it, I missed it. So no, I didn't go on strike. And I thought briefly, like, what would that have been like going on strike? What could I have done? Not go to work, and not working at home. If you consider things you do at home work. What would I have done? What would it have been like?
You just
would that have counted our infant child? Would I not feed her?
You should have thought of what I do.
Yes, sorry.
Just
you
bottles.
You don't get food today.
Sorry.
Just think
not
of
being
what
a
I
woman
do.
Today.
Think of a dude and just do what he does.
I know. That's what I thought. And I was like, it would have been awful.
Yeah.
For everyone.
You would have just what? Played PS4?
Yeah. Do I have to do your hobbies or mine?
I mean, well, you know, whatever.
I would have probably sat on my phone
your
playing the dot game
yeah.
all day long and asked for food.
I'm like, hey,
Shout from the corner, I'm hungry. Hey, I'm hungry.
I'd have got a pizza from someplace.
Yeah.
Hey,
your baby's hungry.
The food maker's on strike.
Baby
got
needs
food
you.
Back there?
Baby needs you.
They call it Day Without a Woman. I just got to say that they stole the name Day Without a Mexican, and I don't like that.
Oh, did they steal
they
that?
They stole it. Women are thieves. Duh. So how did it go? Like, did you celebrate yourself? Did you feel celebrated?
Well, on Friday, I attended my company's big IWD event that they always do the Friday after Women's Day, and we all go meet up at some venue and there's like networking things, and for some
everybody's
reason men are welcome to come to this event, which I don't personally agree with. Not that it's not a good thing for men to participate in, but the thing is the attendance is always limited by the capacity of the venue.
Yeah.
And people always end up on the wait list. A lot of people who want to attend can't because whoever signs up first gets to go. Men should not be taking these slots
women. Like, are they,
I think,
are they like senior level dudes? Cause I would get that, but
not
I don't think
always.
Like line employees.
Right. Yeah, some of them are senior level, which I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of them know, or just guys who didn't want to go to work that day, in my opinion. I mean, like,
go to work, guy.
You took a spot from someone else over. Who wanted to go. It's not right. Stop that. Stop that.
Cheese bread. Cheese dill.
You're not welcome.
Yeah. Well, we're not executives. Sorry.
But yeah, they just do like networking. You listen to people speak. They'll have a panel at the end. And then there's always a keynote speaker at the location who's someone from, you know, in that location who's prominent, a prominent woman. So like here,
major corporate.
Yeah. Yeah. One year we had the mayor, Ivy Taylor. This year it was the former Bexar County tax assessor, Sylvia
Romo.
Yeah. Romo. We'll have a keynote speakers at the company event and we all watch the broadcast. So this year's speaker, I could say who the speaker was, right?
You say whatever you want.
Kara Swisher. You guys familiar?
She's a reporter.
She's a reporter. She was the one who broke the story about Uber. Anyway, if you know who she is and you were going to book her for an event, I think you would know what she's about and what she stands for and those kinds of things. But her interview, I think, caught the company by surprise a little bit and a few people in the audience. She was very outspoken and free with her speech.
A little too free.
Yeah, she said all the words and all the best words. She quoted the president about grabbing women in the what.
You can say it. We don't have a censor.
Oh, here. I censor myself.
Oh.
She said the word. She didn't censor herself. And so that whole thing, you know, she called Trump a clown, which I agree with. He is. I mean, she didn't say anything that wasn't true. She
called a clown a clown.
But I think she caught people off guard. And it was pretty hilarious.
So usually they send these videos out like, hey, if you missed it.
Yeah, afterwards you get the replay. This one, for some reason, not available.
No replay for that.
You should email the people and be like, hey, when's the replay coming out?
Oh, I did.
can't wait to watch this. Did you?
Yeah, I don't think it's right. I'm like, it happened. Why are we pretending?
Like it didn't.
Yes, and if you want to separate yourselves from what she said, just disclaimer, it's that easy. She doesn't represent the views of this company.
I think on Twitter, it was the people were retweeting like, wow, it was a great speech she did. It was funny. It was hilarious. Thanks for coming. It was cool.
It was hilarious. Not for everybody. And that was hilarious.
How did you guys celebrate women? Or how were women celebrated? Did they taking a break from you, I guess? They all allow that in Mississippi? Yeah, do that.
I guess probably some people participated. I don't know. Like, all my female students came to class, or if they didn't, they got marked absent. No, they got marked absent like any other person, human being. I was just thinking about, like, that day without a woman, day without a Mexican. Like, most people in their day-to-day lives, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, unless you're, like, super cognizant that you're interacting with men or women, like, shouldn't really. No. I guess the point is, like, look at what women do and what you're missing when they're not around. But I don't have a woman in my life that does stuff for me, or, like, you know, is integral to my life or to me being able to get my life done. And so it doesn't really.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because, like,
oh God, Del.
Like, if you're in an industry, like, say you're like a scientist, right? And there's not a whole lot of women working with you or working around you, you don't notice it. And so I think those industries are the ones that everybody's trying to reach. Like, you guys need more women, you're shitting out women, blah blah blah. So then you'd be like, we're not gonna show up, and you're like, yeah, we didn't know that y'all were doing this because we don't see you. So that it kind of defeats the purpose.
They could make their husbands, you know, figure out the babysitting situation if they were really serious about it. Yeah. That would fuck with them.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, 500% of women, white women, voted for Donald Trump, you know? So I think they're voting against their own interests there. Yeah. Brad, did you celebrate your 8 women that you have in your home?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's a no.
Every day is a celebration. They should celebrate, right? Brad?
Every day we fucking celebrate. We never celebrate. I don't know. It's this huge continuum of, like, screaming and crying. Just, I don't know how my wife hasn't murdered at least one lost the last. I'm serious. Because it's been it's relentless. Every fucking day for the last 3 weeks, she's been like grinding it out with these screaming children. And I love them. They're great. But right now, they're just fighting and fucking yelling constantly. And it's like, I don't know how I'm alive. I don't know how.
Come home every day fully expecting to be a downer child. It's like, well, I couldn't take that one from that one anymore. Sorry.
Well, and I think part of the reason is because, like, if I were in that situation, I either would have had Child Protective Services called on me or would have been in the emergency room from having shaken someone. Or
just upright.
Maybe just, I don't know. It just would have ended poorly.
So just take off on that, just to build upon that, like as you're mm-hmm. talking there. So my dad gave me a stack of like home videos, and I was kind of going through them as I'm getting ready to convert them to digital format. And there's a couple of like my brothers when they're
on digital format.
Yeah, and then when they're like 9 and 10, and they're just fighting all the time, you know. Like, my little brother, who was 10 years old, is, like, super annoying 10-year-old boy, you know, like, third oldest. And so he's just, like, full-on annoying, you know what I mean? He's just, like, poking people. He's mm-hmm. poking my brother. He's like, stop it, stop it. He, like, hits him. He's like, Mom, Mom. And I was like, God, I can't. I think if there was ever, I was going to watch those anytime. I'm like, you know, we probably have a couple kids, you know, maybe like a couple more. No, maybe not. We'll watch that video. Like, nah, never mind.
Sorry.
Speaking of kids, did you guys, before we get into the show, did you see the BBC broadcaster guy?
This is it.
And his kid walk in?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was an old video.
No, it happened like that day.
I thought it was old too.
What did you make of it, Delphonic? You had to pause.
There goes the unimportant woman in his life.
It's like happening right now, except it's your parents.
I'm gonna say straight up, yes, I thought that the woman was the nanny, not racism. Because she's Asian, but because she was way younger than the dude talking.
Which I thought she was the nanny because of ages, the urgency.
Yeah, and the yeah.
That kind of gave it more.
So what, moms don't care when kids interrupt?
I figured his wife would be like working or something. I don't know what she would be doing. I don't know. I just feel like she would be, I didn't think it would happen that way.
I thought it was his wife.
Racism.
Yeah.
Because one of the kids looked a little Asian.
Yeah, I didn't get into that.
Yeah, the girl did. Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised. Yeah,
maybe got a mail order bride.
See her follow.
I thought two things I thought was funny. One, yeah, the kid like stomping in there, but that's how like 2 to 3 year old kids walk. Like they don't ever just walk anywhere. They always like hop everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was pretty standard. I thought the kid, the second kid on the walker, looking like a UFO, just kind of coming around. I thought that was hilarious. It's like
that was awesome.
That little kid could move, man.
Yeah.
I also thought it was funny that the kid was like, "Yeah, I'll follow my sister. Let's go." And I could, you know, the look on his face. He's like, "What's happening behind me? What are you doing?"
Forgot to lock the door, I guess.
I like that he was like almost like shoving them away. Like
I feel like
I think some people gave him crap for that.
Like. I don't know. It seemed to me that people that are parents were like, yeah, because you've had to do that. I've been on a call and my kid's going, no. I was like, hey, shut up. And, you know, I had to just kind of quiet her a little bit. I tried to tickle her. I don't know.
Because you gotta keep knocking out that light bill, man. It ain't about, like, the kid. It's about doing your job. I mean, the guy was a pro.
He did a good job. He apologized, but kept his composure and was just kind of like, yeah, it's like what happens. And your kids run in your office.
Yeah.
And I don't know, other people were like, this is his, like, you know, he's an awful parent. You should have picked her up and incorporated her into the broadcast. I was like, I don't know.
Totally.
I maybe would have said.
You should definitely bring your kids to work and let them hang out and do your job for you. That's going to.
Preferably if they're under 5.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they could be hit or miss. There's people that would do that, like in class, in college, in grad school. They just bring the kid in, and then some professors are like, "Oh, it's fine," and others were like, "You need to leave. Like, you're distracting everybody."
Turns out you can't attend class today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
If your kid's asleep, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah. Brad, what'd you think about it? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it good parenting? Bad parenting? Was he an awful parent? Gina?
Great parenting. Blue stellar.
Like I said, I didn't think he did anything wrong. Except forgetting to lock the door.
Yes.
You knew what you went in there to do. You should have made sure they couldn't interrupt you.
Yeah, maybe that door doesn't lock, which makes it where I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, so that's that concludes.
When we should have gotten like a club or something, you know?
Yeah, something, yeah. Follow up from last week, sort of. We mentioned this. Del posted a link, a video that Beyonce's not pregnant. You didn't think she was pregnant the first time.
The first time.
Gina.
So they happened to discuss it on, what's that show called?
Good Mythical Morning.
Good Mythical Morning.
It's like, much like Kevin Durant was like, "Oh, I wish he could play for the Warriors." Del wishes he could be on that show. We're the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's his dream job. And he doesn't want to be on our team.
Yes. So the video they were talking about.
I want us to be that show is what I want.
Right. That's what Kevin Durant said to Westbrook. Sorry, they only got one spot.
They were talking about a bunch of different conspiracy theories related to different celebrities and this crazy stuff. One of them was that Taylor Swift is a clone of some satanic lady from the 60s. I don't know who comes up with these things. Now we know the truth.
I got to say that I can listen to that podcast maybe once a quarter. But it's like the Sklar Brothers. Like, I listened to like three or four of their podcasts in a row, and I was like, okay, that's too much Sklar Brothers for me. Like, I think they're funny. I just can't.
I think it's funny as all. I think they did a great job.
Yeah. One's a quarter.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to it before that. So they mentioned the Beyonce thing, that her first pregnancy was maybe faked, and the theory is she had a surrogate carry her child. I believe this to be true. As the weeks pass, yeah, I've said it since she got pregnant the first time. And as the weeks pass in her current pregnancy, I believe it even more so because I keep seeing pictures of her pregnant over and over again. Like, she's so happy. She's so proud of her pregnant body, which is great. But it's totally like first time pregnant lady thing. Yeah, I've been pregnant before.
And you took pictures of yourself?
I took a whole lot of pictures, like every day. And except for when I got really busy, and then I was like, I don't care anymore. But, yeah, I mean, she's enjoying her first pregnancy. It's obvious. It's cool. Good for you, Beyonce.
It doesn't look like the second pregnancy is what you're saying.
No. And there were no pictures of the first pregnancy, quote unquote. Because it didn't happen.
Surrogacy. I mean, that makes sense.
She's crazy.
Like I said, having known my wife who was pregnant. I was like, this seems weird. And what you said, you talk about Ciara, right? She was pregnant.
Yeah, she posted a video not that long ago of herself. And she's a dancer, so not every woman could do this. But it was a video of her dancing through her house. They're like recording her. She like leaps onto the couch and does like some move and then keeps, you know, moving toward the camera, dancing all over the place. She obviously hasn't lost her energy or flexibility, even though she appeared to be maybe like 7 or 8 months pregnant in the video.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then she's, you know, she's clearly pregnant. She's doing that. And then the Beyonce one, she was like fake walking.
Yeah. It's like, where was her video? And the one video of her being pregnant, she waddles on set. And then when she bends to sit down, her stomach, and this is, you know, the infamous video, it collapses, it folds. Because there was no baby in there.
Del, were you going to say something?
It's crazy.
That was what I was going to say. It just folds.
Yeah.
Like, it literally almost goes completely away when she,
yeah,
when she bends over. Babies did your wife's belly fold, Brad? Did it do any folding?
Completely in half, maybe?
When she was like the fucking internet.
He's missing out, but I would guess he would say no.
Brad has us on DVR, and he's going to be catching up. He's going to fast forward through the commercials and catch up to us.
Yeah.
So that's the Beyonce thing.
That's Beyonce. She wasn't pregnant. Yeah. That's Gina's conspiracy theory. Did you guys see the video about the comparison of everything in the universe? Speaking of babies who are tiny humans, fit inside of a human. Did you guys see this video we posted?
What do you call those dolls? The doll inside the doll.
Russian.
God, why is it always
that's all everybody knows.
I think they're Russian nesting dolls.
Russian.
They're nesting dolls. I think it starts with P.
Vladimir Putin dolls.
Russian. Those Putins.
Did you see this video?
I did.
What did you think? Were you scared?
I did not.
Freaked me out, man.
So the video, it's poorly narrated, but it's still interesting. And like they put everything next to each other on a scale, like on a grid. They're like, all right, this is the smallest thing that we can measure, right?
Yeah, it's like it looks a molecule. Like first computer graphics.
Yeah, it was like, here's a neutrino. And, you know, they have
Planck particle.
Yeah. And then they do that. There's a Planck particle. Here's this. Here's like a photon, how big it would be compared to the smallest thing that we know. And it goes higher. Here's a virus. Compared to a skin cell, compared to a grain of rice, compared to an insect, compared to, you know, a dog, a cat, a human, the biggest land mammal, an elephant, the biggest land mammal, land animal, or biggest animal ever recorded, like a blue whale, the longest animal, you know, brontosaurus. Then compare that to the biggest man-made structures, like the Burj Khalifa, compared to, you know, Mount Everest, the biggest mountains, Mount Kilimanjaro. And I said, now here's that compared to an island, compared to, you know, just keep zooming out bigger and bigger. And then it goes, here's the Earth compared to planets. Until
you realize you're nothing.
And here's the Earth compared to the planets, you know, Saturn, which is fucking gigantic compared to Earth, next to the Sun, and it looks puny. And here's the Sun compared to fucking Polaris. I didn't know Polaris is like a giant star. I probably remember that from astronomy class.
I thought it was like a four-wheel drive, like, off-road.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rig.
Yeah. It's like a giant ass star. And then there's like, here's that star compared to the most giant star that we've ever measured, you know, through our telescopes. Compared to a galaxy. Compared to...
all these other galaxies.
It keeps going. It's like, the galaxy, here's the Milky Way. And the Milky Way's in these galaxy clusters. Here are those next to the superclusters. Here are those next to all the other fucking clusters that we've ever seen. And then here's, like, what we can fathom of this corner of the universe that we've tried to, you know. It's like, holy shit. Holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. And Gina got scared. And it was everything's rudimentary, but the part where it says, the Sun, it's super big. And then it kind of zooms out to show how big it would be next to Polaris. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, I was kind of, oh, shit. And Gina got scared at that part.
Whoa. Yes. What do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying, like,
make you think. Like, it would sort of be funny if there were, not only was there other intelligent life, but there were like tons of other intelligent lives, and they all found each other except for us.
Yeah. We're stuck out here.
I bet that's true.
The wastelands. Like, nobody could live out there. No way anybody could live out there.
There's no way.
Yeah, man, it's pretty incredible. Yeah, the funny thing, we went to a Nigerian church this week. It was by invitation. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of God, is what I was gonna tell Gina. Nobody would have understood that. Like I remember, my dad used to listen to one of those preachers, like one of those, you know, mega church preachers that had radio shows, you know. Like on a Christian station. And he was kind of doing a thing, like I was going to say a bit, where he was talking about that. He was like, this is how great God is, right? Like, as far down as you can go, it's just like super incredible, like the unfathomable distances and tiny whatever. And then as big as you go, it's unfathomable. And he was doing the same thing. Basically the same thing I did. Same thing in the video. And at that time, I was like, whoa, it's crazy. The cool part about this video is that you could see it. I recommend you watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, put a link. We'll put a link in the show note area.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll watch the fucking video. We'll check it out.
Will you?
Sounds amazing.
That's
everyone should check it out. Gina, check it out.
Hey, I checked it.
Check it out.
Recheck it.
Adam, I have this video you should check out. I'll post it in the link.
Sweet.
For the show when you go to the
Actually, I always post it, so I'll post it in the link. So just send me the link.
That's fine. All right.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, speaking of kids,
said check it out. Adam.
Yeah, I will, kid. Thanks. Did you see this thing? Being careful of your time.
I did, and it made me think a lot about my current work situation.
So I think it was from it's 500 words. The blog's 500 words by MG Siegler, and it's on Medium. Anyway, he posted.
Does that mean all his posts are only 500 words?
Yeah, he aims for that. It's kind of his
thing. It was really concise.
I love that.
So he I forget the post details, but basically he talks about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and how Bill Gates
how meetings are a big waste of time.
Yeah, Bill Gates. I mean, Warren Buffett was like, "Here's my calendar. Look at this. There's nothing in it." And Bill Gates was like, "What the fuck, man? Like, how do you do that? Like, my shit is filled all the time. Like, every minute I fit something else in." And Warren Buffett says, "One, you need time to kind of think. Like, that's more important." Especially for like a leader, a CEO or something, and there's a tendency to be like, I'm important, therefore I need to be in all the meetings, you know? And maybe you don't. Maybe you gotta take a step back. So what did you guys think? And how did you apply that lesson to your own lives? I appreciate your tossing words in there, kid.
Thoughts, guys? Do you encounter a lot of meetings? Your lines of work?
Not a lot. My work has always been pretty autonomous, and I've always had the fortune of interacting or being with people or under people that understand the same sort of attitude. What I was thinking about is that I wholeheartedly agree, like completely agree with Warren Buffett, but most people don't have that viewpoint. And I would say that in order to thrive in a certain like middle to upper mid management kind of like work environment, that you have to adopt that attitude, because otherwise people assume there's an assumption that you're like lazy or not, you know, like,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so you can reach a threshold where you can get above that and you can become a really good leader by not doing participating in that, or you can like refuse to like go into that area and kind of like hang below it all. But in order, there's a threshold that you have to meet, where in for the most part, unless the culture completely changes, that the culture is that this is what it means to be professional and serious about your job, and if you're not doing this, then you're not going to thrive.
Yeah, I definitely think what you're saying, Del, is true. I mean, there's, I guess you can reach a point in your corporate career where you can kind of skip some of those meetings, even when you're at that level where they all seem really important. But I think there's a degree to where there's like a handful of meetings where you move from one level to another and you just get shifted from one set of meetings to another. They're like, now you have to join all of these meetings. And half of them are ones where you're just listening, or, you know, you're not directly participating in any kind of discussion or anything, but you still have to be present.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's a tendency. Like, everything that you guys have said is true. There's like meeting creep. Like, the tendency of this kind of work is towards more meetings, just like email, right? People say more email, you just copy me on that. I need to be on that because that's a marker of being involved. And I think that's also a marker of organizations that are not being led correctly. Like, a good manager should know this kind of stuff. And I'm sure the best managers will go ahead and toss like Warren Buffett in that box and say that obviously he kind of values people's time. And so he's going to be like, we're not going to have these kinds of meetings. He's not going to expect his underlings to meet so often because, you know, he doesn't value it. So if you're in the kind of organization where they feel like everybody should be in lots of meetings all the time, then maybe that's the wrong kind of organization. So it's either the onus is on you, the anus, to do anus. Some changing. Like you got to say, hey, when you level up, you got to say, hey, we don't need as many meetings. You know, we can handle this in a status update. And we don't need to have an hour-long meeting where that nobody wants to be in. It interferes with productivity. So, yeah, I agree with both of you.
Yep. So I think what he says is great. I'm totally on that aesthetic. It's just, you know, not what I see in reality. And so in reality, it's, you know, it's not just, it's really just not the way it works. And people like the culture works in such a way. We like other people who are like us. Right. And we praise and respect and lift up those who operate the way that we think people should operate and we value what we see in ourselves about being good. So the culture seems to sort of assimilates into that one ideal. And right now the culture is that, and it's great if you can work for a company or a place that doesn't, that can think outside of the box. But it's been my experience that, it's hard. It's really hard to thrive. Yeah, without fitting a mold. You know, if you have, even if your ideas are novel, until you've already made $1 billion, then you can say whatever you want. People are like, oh, yeah, this dude's brilliant. Right. But
yeah, I mean, like nobody really embraced this new workplace culture that Google and some Silicon Valley people were doing until they were successful. And they're like, oh, shit, we need to do that. And even our company, like, oh, let's paint the walls. Maybe that'll get them to work better. Maybe they'll appreciate that. Even though there have been plenty of studies that say people, you know, enjoy these kinds of things and don't want to feel like they're in prison. You know, they're like, yeah, well, show me the business case. You know, that's, like you say, the way people work. It's the culture.
Yeah.
I think we're about done then. Brad had to jump off because his dial-up internet, like, he has to, like,
his bike. His tin can wasn't working anymore.
Yeah, he has to, like, bike on it to keep it going, and his leg was getting tired.
Yeah.
He's
tired. Yeah,
Charlie horse.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about on this shortened episode this week? I mean, it's only shortened, like, but we've been going, like, an hour 20 minutes, so now if we do 45 minutes, are we really shorting it that much? Keep the average at an hour.
You know.
Right.
There was that first thing on our list. Did we still want to?
Yeah. I mean, this has like been that? Like an all Gina show. God.
Hey, guys.
Too much women, you know, guys?
Enjoy my one day.
Did you read that, Del? You want to talk about
which one?
It? The the jogger.
Article about a woman who was attacked.
An attacker.
Yeah.
And really, the article is more like a recap of her Instagram. But,
good old journalism.
Yeah.
We read her Instagram, and here's what happened.
I mean, the situation was kind of crazy. She was going for a run. She was training for a marathon or something. So she was, like, on mile 4 of her 10-mile run. And some guy, I guess she said, was hiding in the bathroom. She stopped at, like, a rest stop or something. Guy was hiding in one of the stalls and then attacked her or tried to assault her. And she fought him off like crazy and managed to get away. And one of the images that she posted on her Instagram was the GPS lines from her.
Like her Fitbit or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like her Fitbit or running tracker thing. Where you could see how she was running all over the place. Like basically it was a picture of the struggle and then her getaway.
Yeah, was it running or did it just like register?
I guess
register?
It was within that.
I'm thinking, like, space? When she's fighting the guy, yeah. I'm guessing, like, it registered
those
like
movements.
That. Yeah. I guess it doesn't have a fight mode on there.
Yeah. But, and then she managed with the help of someone else to lock him in the bathroom until the police came to arrest him. And he was actually a registered sex offender. So that was crazy. One of the things that I thought was odd, I guess, kind of about the whole thing was she posted this on Instagram, right? And then she had a real long caption with everything that happened. And followed by a streak of hashtags, as you do. But I felt like the hashtags kind of trivialized it. I mean,
hashtag fought them off.
They were
hashtag
relevant,
survivor.
Right? Like, hashtag don't be a victim. Hashtag runner's life. Hashtag.
Yeah, and she tagged like those things so that way other runners could see it. So that made it like weird. Like, I just fought off a dude that tried to rape me. Hashtag runners.
And I mean,
hashtag
it,
training.
It
kind of
makes sense because you want your post to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but it just sounds, it's like
but
weird.
But it, yeah, it just, it's an odd look. I don't know. What did you think about that, Del? Did that strike you at all?
I didn't really pay attention to the hashtags or anything. I was reading the story. I guess she probably was in who when she wrote it. I mean, it was obvious she posted it. The pictures were pretty fresh, right? Pretty fresh pictures from after her thing. Well, I don't know. She wrote it after she got stitches, right?
Yeah.
And so she probably felt like she was telling her story. She probably felt proud of herself, but there's probably a lot of emotion and adrenaline in things going through, you know, she hadn't processed the whole thing.
Yeah.
Fully.
I mean, it makes sense. And I feel like if it had happened to me, I probably would have done the exact same thing. Like it just, it's what you do. Yeah. Like I post, I want to share this thing that happened. This was insane. Let me add my hashtags, the everything that makes sense, that categorize it. But it just seemed kind of weird.
Yeah, it makes sense because that's how you find things. Like you're categorizing the images that way. Like, you know, if I'm a biker and I say bikes, here I am. This is all stuff that'd be relevant to people that search this hashtag
and
in
so
Instagram.
It's like we have to be able to label everything that happens to us.
Yeah.
Like minutes later, how would you label this though? How do you feel about this? What labels would you put on it?
You have to really get your taxonomy on, you know? I agreed with you. I thought it was funny. Like, it's funny. As funny as it could be. I'm glad she survived that. I'm glad she fought the dude off. I'm glad he got arrested. All those things. I also think it's weird that we all found out through Instagram. And it's kind of cool that it found out through Instagram that we all could that way. You know, you have your own publishing platform. And that's a good part of the internet.
And that the whole article was just quoting her Instagram caption and then pictures from Instagram. They could have, you know, we can just change news sites to links to Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah. Here's what happened on Instagram.
Like, hey, make sure y'all check out this one.
That
seems to be a popular post. Yeah. Make sure you go look at that.
Yeah. I think what's missing there, obviously, is like somebody fact-checking her. I think they're just like, hey, this is what this chick posted. And it's crazy if it's true. Like, that's not really good journalism.
Yeah.
Like, following up on it.
And you could probably add more to the story.
Yeah. There would have been, there should have been a police report. Maybe talk to the other guy that helped lock the person up.
I think this happened somewhere in Seattle. They did mention that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's, what I'm saying is that I don't want to get my news directly from Instagram. I'd like somebody to do some fact-checking. I'd appreciate that. But, you know, it was fun. I thought it was fun. Hashtag runners, hashtag training. Hashtag things that happened today.
Hashtag girl power.
I don't know. What are we going to hashtag this episode? Hashtag don't censor Kara Swisher. ladies and gentlemen, I think we're done. I kind of wish we could get some Brad's thoughts about some things, but he's gone. And this is why you pay for getting
in our notes to ask him next time if we remember to check our notes.
Mm-hmm. Del said he's going to post all the links and the show and everything. That's going to be pretty amazing that he's going to do that without access
to
it. I got
to go eat these cookies I baked.
All right, well, bye, Gina. I mean, that's how we should, like, finish all the shows from now on. Everybody just leaves one by one.
Yeah. Until one person's left.
And then I'll sing out the end like Mr. Rogers.
Sounds good.
Goodbye, Gina.
Bye, Gina.
Goodbye, Brad. Good times. I kind of wish I was in that snowstorm in the Northeast because it seems like it's fun.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah, if we're going to be microscopic beings in the, you know, in the universe, you know, might as well have some fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to close out with? Anything we should look forward to next week? Have you seen King Kong?
I haven't seen King Kong. I almost watched it the other day while I was waiting for my dentist appointment, but I didn't get it.
I hear it's good, man. I want to go see it. I want to go see that. We haven't seen Logan. We saw John Wick.
I want to see Logan. I've heard it's very emotional, and that's why I didn't go see it the other day.
Did you read the comic? Did you read the comic series, Old Man Logan? I have it right here. I could just hold it up to the screen. You can read it.
All right, do that.
All right, we'll do it.
Let me know when you know it's good for you.
I'll hit stop here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Deranged Penguin Podcast. We do this bi-weekly, so in 2 weeks we'll do it again. You can listen to that one. In the interim, why don't you send some feedback to us? If you want to send specific feedback, like this one's for Dell. Dell, if you were going to take me out to eat, where would you take me? Like maybe you asked that question, right? You've been watching a lot of Mystery Date. That, you know, just send it to the podcast. podcast@derangedpenguin.com. That's how you get a hold of us. Deranged Penguin on Twitter. And the website, derangedpenguin.com. PENGWIN. And we are...